Heads up, Mesa. Your neighbor is trying to woo spring training visitors to its town. Gilbert quadrupled its tourism budget this year to more than $400,000. Some of that money is going to pay Glenn Schlottman's salary as the new tourism administrator. Glenn, who are you targeting?
So right now we have four distinct visitors who are currently coming to Gilbert. One is the day visitor, and they're coming into Gilbert for a few hours to go to our Heritage District to eat lunch. They might come in on a Saturday and go to the farmer's market. The other thing we have going on are our overnight visitors. We have seven hotels in Gilbert currently. We have folks who are coming in to visit friends and family in the area, and they're staying in hotels. We also have business travelers. There's a lot of business here in Chandler and Gilbert areas, so we have folks who are coming in for business during the week and staying in the hotels. And then we have a lot of group travel too. So weddings are very popular in Gilbert right now. And we have conferences and meetings that take place. So a lot of people are coming in for those too.
You mentioned you have seven hotels, and that's a lot less than, you know, your nearby counterparts, say Scottsdale. Are you ready for an influx of tourists?
We are. And I think we're seeing very good occupancy rates. So we are definitely pushing our demand and our supply limits. But we also have 3 to 5 hotels, and they keep kind of adding to the list, coming into the pipeline.
Gilbert was once known as the hay shipping capital of the world. It's most recently made lists for safest cities and best places to live. I know you're working on a slogan, Discover Gilbert. So what does that mean?
Discover Gilbert is really our launching off point, right? We want people to first find out who we are. You know, what is Gilbert all about? We're not the hay shipping capital of the world anymore, but we do have these agricultural tie-ins in our market and in our tourism product and our attractions that we find pretty unique. So it's everything from our restaurants in the downtown area throughout the community, and Agritopia, a very interesting community here in Gilbert that has a combination of food, restaurant attractions, and a maker's marketplace where there's 12 different businesses in there, and they make everything from custom thank you cards and wood-made goods to wood-fired pizza, and there's a winery there. We have these agricultural ties that still exist here, and I think that's one component where we set ourselves apart and have a little bit different message to tell and attract people to Gilbert.
How do you make Gilbert a tourism hub without kind of annoying people maybe who move there because they see it as a quieter, calmer lifestyle than, say, Phoenix or Tempe?
Right. We had a redevelopment planning session for our downtown area last week, and we engaged the public, and we try to figure out what everyone is looking for in the community, because we don't want to act in any way that is against what our community is looking for, because we really want this to be a place where people can live and work, but also go out and play and have fun within the community and have those attractions available. And tourism is a part of that. What we saw at this meeting is people are really engaged. They're really excited about the direction that we're headed in, the progress, and having more of those amenities available to them. And I think that's what tourism brings to Gilbert, because we're not going to be a mecca attraction like you would think of a Disneyland or something like that, but we're simply looking at tourism as a component to build the community, and really what it does for us is it helps offset some of those service expenses that otherwise would be incurred on residents, and it allows the residents to have these great attractions, and they really get it. It's cool to see the community and the businesses understand the role not only of the folks here in the community, but also the folks coming into the community from outside.
Glenn Schlottman is Gilbert's tourism administrator. Glenn, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.